Hello, this is KXCI Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, I have the honor of interviewing Francisco Montillo, who's going to talk about his experience at the university and his research. So, Francisco, what is your major?
I'm pursuing an environmental science degree, emphasis in land, air, and water at the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at the University of Arizona.
So what lab are you in, Francisco?
I actually work in three different labs. I work in entomology with Dr. Molly Hunter, Dr. Allison Ravencraft, and Suzanne Kelly. As well, I work looking at emerging contaminants with Dr. Leif Abriel and PhD student Norma Villagomez. And as part of the Doris Duke Conservational Scholars Program, I work with Dr. Michael Bogan and PhD student Aaron McGee.
Tell me about the entomology research.
At entomology, under Dr. Ravencraft, we try to understand the ecological and evolutionary relationships between insects and their symbiotic microbe communities. I specifically worked with Gelysis wickham and the Bicaldaria bacteria housed in its gut.
Let's unpack that a little bit. Okay, so you were using the species Latin name, right, which is great, but what is the common name for that insect?
It's Gelysis.
Gelysis is the common name for the insect?
Yeah.
What is it then?
It's this little tiny insect that's really hard to work with.
But what kind of, what does it look like? What does it resemble? Is it like a beetle, a fly, a spider,
like
a gnat?
Small stick bug.
Oh.
Like a really small stick bug. That's the best way I could
describe it. Okay, a small stick bug. Okay, yeah. And so you're looking at the microorganisms in that stick bug's stomach.
Yes. We look at the DNA sequences and see whether they're similar or different, specifically with that bacteria in their gut.
Okay, great. What's your favorite University of Arizona laboratory or field experience so far?
I mean, I like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very different, and they all go into the same thing. With the lizard research, they eat insects, so it's important to learn about insects. And the insects grow in water. A lot of the water comes from rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
So
what you're describing is the interconnectedness within an ecosystem and how important it is when you're thinking about sustainability and sustainable practices for the future, that you have to have a systems thinking approach, one that recognizes and acknowledges the interconnectedness among all of the systems and services within an ecosystem. It's really exciting, Francisco. So now you've been doing so many amazing things at the University of Arizona. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, right on. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do after your undergraduate career?
I'm really open-minded about my future right now. As a first-generation college student, I really don't have a set path to follow, and I'm always looking for ways to improve my learning and experiences. However, I would like to continue on to grad school and then get my master's in either environmental science or environmental engineering, and then focus on water treatment in rural communities.
Well, that sounds great and very important work. We're going to end on a lighter note and think about what's your favorite song or favorite band, something that you like to jam out to when you're doing work in the lab.
My favorite band is There For Tomorrow, and my favorite song is also from There For Tomorrow called The Remedy.
Sounds well played and well placed for your areas of research. Francisco, thank you so much for all your hard work. I'm excited to see where you end up, and we hope to keep you as a gato at the U of A.
Thank you.